what they did was suspend Tom Brady for 4 days for not giving them his cell phone. That's and for having a friend who called himself the deflator.
No, they're coming here.
Wow. Okay, carry on.
All right. Bears versus Tampa Bay, Lou. They first played each other in 1977 when you sold your first company. They were first in the Bears NFC Central Division. The Black and Blue Division had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in it. And they moved, before they moved the AFC South in 2002, they've made 10 playoff appearances, winning their only Super Bowl. In 2002, they have as many Super Bowls as the Bears.
Is there a question there somewhere?
I'm just giving you the background, Lou, as I do every week.
You got entirely too much time on your hands with that damn Google thing, I tell you.
Thank you, Lou, I do.
Damn. Anyway.
That's what my wife says, too.
Thursday night game.
Right.
Thursday night game, Bears looked a little shitty.
They did.
Going on rest. They might get Gronk. Is Gronkowski even playing?
I have no idea.
All right. I'm still going to go Bears.
Bears, and what Bears. Will be your prediction of score? We always like that.
Yes, we do. 34-30.
34-30, a high-scoring game, another over for Vegas. Now, how about Giants and Cowboys?
Giants and Cowboys. Fucking Cowboys. Cleveland scores 49 goddamn points. Anyway, Cowboys are going to kill the Giants.
There you go. The only significant game, Lou, I could...
Always lock the team that plays the Giants.
There's Lou's advice for this magnificent year of 2020.
Yeah, it won't be my pick, though, because I can't stomach myself to lock the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, well, Lou, the only significant game I could find with the Bears in Tampa Bay was in the mutiny year of 2011 when they last played him. And defeated them on
10-23, 2011.
Joe Montana.
Greatest quarterback ever, Joe Montana.
All right, Lou. I didn't know you were a Montana fan.
I'm not.
All right. So, the Lago, Lou, we actually watched a game at a different venue last week.
Well, it's not the first time we've watched a game.
I know, but I'm just telling our devoted listeners that we were not at the Sovereign last week.
No, we were not.
We were at the Club Lago restaurant on Superior, and what's the cross street there?
I believe it's Orleans.
You're right. You are correct. Orleans and Superior.
Dined on some fine prosciutto, provolone.
Oh, man. Great.
Some baguette.
Some pulled pork. Pulled pork. So yeah, and you were making friends.
Making friends. I knew everybody there.
Right. How about that Lou's Sunday NFL picks? How's the stats master doing?
I'm looking at a new strategy.
Yes.
It turned out that the NFL knew that Lou was going for the home team, so there was a tragic reversal of 8 visitors winning last week.
And that meant that you were in the running for the dunce. Correct?
But I had my lock, so I did not dunce. Statistics are now being triple-checked, quadruple-checked, Botherington-checked, and Wadsworth-approved, and then they will be out very soon.
Very good, sir. And did you know I have a new feature when you lose your lock, you have a graphic that says screwed by the lock, and then the person does the walk of shame.
Oh, yes, I heard talk about that last week. Yes.
Had a big group last week, so...
A little shout out goes to...
anybody lose it?
Mike Hansen for trying to sneak a lock in.
Yes, he did, and so did Jimmy Wags.
He can't hear us.
That's right. Now, did anybody lose the lock this week?
Did everybody hit
That's a great question.
All right, I'll take a look at it.
Until it's Wadsworth approved, but I don't think anybody missed a lot.
All right. All right.
Even Botherington picked in the Monday night game. He didn't lose a lot.
Barely.
Rooting against Green Bay.
There's one of the codicils that people might not know.
Yes.
You can pick the Monday night game as your lock. All right. Your power rankings of the week, Lou?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right? Oh. Yo.
So back to strategy.
Yes.
I think it's going to be left, right, left, right, left, right.
All right.
So and there you go.
And you'll pick your lock.
Yes, my lock is to be determined.
All right.
You're going the wacky
side things very early in the season this year.
Yes.
But with a 4-8 last week, I think you're definitely...
Now I'm committed.
Now you're committed. The power rankings of the week, Lou, rank the Tom Brady characteristics.
Oh, Jesus.
His chiseled good looks, Lou, his wife Giselle, Deflategate, his football talent, and his insufferable assholery. Lou, what is number 5?
The first one you said.
The chisel good looks. All right. Number 4?
The assholery.
The assholery is number 4. Okay. Number 3, Lou?
Deflategate.
Deflategate. All right. It's between his wife, Giselle, and his football talent. Lou, what's number 2?
I'll go with Giselle.
Oh, Lou is showing some respect to Mr. Tom Brady.
You know, they win. I hate to say it. They win.
Well, that goes to our question of the week, too. If Tom Brady were not a quarterback, what profession would you suggest for him and why?
Joe Buck trainee.
A Joe Buck trainee? It doesn't get any better than that. Give it a young judge where he's out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Famous Announcer School. When you want to be played by play, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou play by play.
I approve this outstanding message!